Mork, Mork and Mindy. What's the guy's name?
Too soon.
Robin Williams. Robin Williams.
Too soon.
Yeah.
Too soon.
No, it's not. Come on. No,
it's not. Man, we tried to go see him do stand up. There was a he was filming a movie in Vancouver a long time ago, and he used to show up at this little restaurant just to open mics just randomly. And so we hung out there a few times hoping he'd show up, but he did not.
I know the place. It was right down, it's like two blocks from where I used to live, right down by Kitts Beach. What was it called? It's changed names. It's
This place probably wasn't that. You're thinking of the Urban Well.
Yes, that's where
Seth Rogen got his start.
Oh, also Brent Butt used to do the open mic there too.
Did you know that there was a time, I don't know how, if it was I was supposed to go and what fell through, I was supposed to drive across country. Wait, is that, that's the corner gas guy, right?
Yeah.
I was supposed to drive across country with Brent Butt to the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival, and it didn't happen.
And why were you going there?
To film a documentary about him and the other comedian going with him. And it just, I don't know what happened. I can't believe I didn't do it. But I think I needed like $1,000 for the summer. Like I needed to make some money, or I needed to pay my rent. Turns out that's what I had to do. And so I needed enough money to cover my rent while I was gone. And it just didn't happen.
Okay.
It's a sad story. I wish I had done it. This is before Corner Gas. This is when Brent Butt was just a relatively well-known comedian, but before Corner Gas. Most of our listeners who are not Canadian are basically do not know what we're talking about.
No, they're Googling Brent Butt.
They're Googling Juste pour rire. And welcome to episode 584 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Tell me it's sunny Vancouver, British Columbia.
No, it's not.
Oh, boo.
No, it's rainy.
Oh, no. I got a vitamin cold. D overdose today.
Oh, yay for you.
No, not the sun. I had 9 tins of sardines.
Okay.
No, it's sunny. It's awesome. did some work out in our community garden, getting ready for the bean planting, and so got to go dig that over in the sunshine with no shirt. It was a win-win. Win for me, win for the neighbors.
Great.
Yeah. There you go. But not Vancouver. It's the last week of winter, Adam.
Okay.
No, for you too, and us, and for everybody.
Oh, this is official. This is the last week.
Yeah, on paper. I mean, we might still get snow. Don't get too excited. We've had it in April here before, but I'm telling you, like the vernal equinox is coming up in a week.
Great.
Oh my God! You don't want the first day of spring, Adam?
I do. I feel like it's already here, though. I mean,
baseball,
not right where I am. Yeah, I was. You saw the major leagues. They got their
sort
deal
of
done.
Back. They're going to come back in some kind of. There's a lot of changes coming. Like bigger bases, Adam.
I did not know that.
Yeah, bigger bases, which technically means it's shorter between bases. So Ricky Henderson must be unhappy. Asterisk next to Ricky Henderson for the base stealing.
Are the bases bigger so that like it's a safety thing?
I think people are just getting fatter and
their feet are getting bigger.
Yeah, it's just a big thing. They've said it's a safety thing for one, I've heard, which I disagree with. Just get out of the way. Except for Chase Utley was offside on that slide, what, 10 years ago now? How long ago was that one?
It was a long time ago, yeah.
Yeah. That was a Chase Utley issue, not a safety issue. But yeah, they said they don't like seeing people slide into the bag and only to come off the bag. And I was maybe slide better, I think, is.
Or they should stop the super slow-mo replays where the guy just holds the tag on him and his foot comes a millimeter off and then they call him out. Like, I hate that. That was stupid.
You're singing my song, Adam. I hate the replay altogether. I like it on foul ball home runs. The end. Nothing else. I cannot stand the instant replay. I think it has ruined baseball. So I'm glad to hear you say that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. I definitely hate it on the stolen base thing. Like that makes me crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's not the intent of the rule. That's the whole thing. Like, it's stupid.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Sure. My whole issue with it is that the manager goes and looks at the super slow-mo replay first before he decides on challenging. And I'm thinking, if you're going to have the stupid challenge, then you have to see it with your eyes just like the umpire did.
Right.
So you have to roll the dice on it. You can't check it first and go, okay. It's like, yeah, me and you're playing poker. And I'm like, well, let me see your hole cards first. Okay, I'm all in. There's got to be some stakes there. It doesn't work that way, Adam.
Okay.
You knew that, right? Like, you sound like you're surprised that poker didn't work that way.
No, I agree with you 100%.
Okay. Patreon. There's more changes, by the way. We'll get to them in a sec. Patreon. Click on our website, twohosers.com. Find the Patreon link. Pledge a couple of bucks a month. Helps keep this train chugging along. What are the other changes? Oh, it's going to be, I think are they losing the DA, or the pitchers don't hit after starting next year at all, right? Is that right?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it's DH in the National League, which I hate.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. There's a pitch clock too, which is just, why not just play fast anyways? Why, like, I don't understand. All the pitchers are like they take forever and you're like, hey, don't you want to go out for beers after? Like, why are you taking so long?
Yeah, I heard about the pitch clock, and I'm not sure how that'll all work, but I can see that being a good thing. Just the way they did it with the NHL and the face-offs and the time in between, like you kind of notice it in the first year, and then you don't notice it anymore. I don't think that's a bad thing.
No, if it goes if it blends into the background, that's fine. Because that's what drives me nuts is these guys taking forever, guys stepping out of the box and. You know, all that nonsense. And apparently they're going to outlaw the shift, which I don't know how they're going to do that. That seems like
you're going to have lanes. Back in the day. Stay in your lane.
Yeah, exactly. And you get a signal if you're going out and passing. It's not good. I hate the shift because, I mean, there's a way to beat it, but no one's going there to see your three hitter bunt all day. Like, that's just boring.
Right.
And so I get it. I get not wanting to shift, but like, did they outlaw the trap? Remember that was all the talk in the mid-90s when the New Jersey Devils started playing the trap, which ruined hockey for a short time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then it somehow went away, I guess. But
I think there was rule changes to make it very difficult. Yeah,
might have been the no more two line pass, no more offside pass. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I can't remember, but they did. Again, it was a very specific problem that was ruining hockey that was making it less entertaining for fans. So anytime the game is less entertaining for fans because of some, you know, strategic play that the coaches are coming up with, it always gets defeated.
You know who you blame?
Who?
Roger Nielsen.
Okay.
He, the former Canucks coach, there's a rule in the rule books, essentially because of Roger Nielsen, because of the deliberate illegal substitution, putting too many men on the ice on purpose over and over and over again. And it's brilliant. And then they had to make a rule because you're like, yeah, you're ruining the game.
Yeah.
Google it. Okay. All right. What is going on? What's going on in Vancouver, Adam? What are you up to? I mean, what have you been doing this week?
Not much. I mean, this is spring break now, so wife and kids are off. I will still continue to work, but it's spring break here. I know in a lot of places, right? Yeah, they get 2 weeks. I know in a lot of places, it's not always the same 2 weeks. Like, some places probably were off last week and have last week and this week, and some probably don't start till next week. But it is that time of year where people are doing stuff, and we're not doing anything too exciting, but I know a lot of people are starting to travel again. So I'm living vicariously through Instagram and people's posts of vacations and whatnot.
All right.
How about you? What's happening there?
It's not spring break, but I have a compressor story. And yeah.
that's never good. That never starts off with a good story. Yeah. Like, oh yeah, no. I was compressing stuff, and then like, yeah, $1 million just kind of showed up on my doorstep. The end.
Yeah. Delivered by Pamela Anderson. So we did it. And delivered it. Not Pamela, like 1999 Pamela Anderson.
Okay.
Blue Zone Girl. Right. Blue Zone Girl. Yeah.
Right. Right.
Pamela. I guess that would be like 1989, wouldn't it?
Probably in the 80s. Yeah.
I meant 89. 80, okay. Whatever. Anyways, no, so I have a compressor, you know, it just basically compresses air. So long story short, like a year and a half ago, I bought a compressor. And what it does, Adam, is that like I give the store my 129 euros. And then this thing that they give me in exchange shoots out air.
Right.
Compressed so air.
Seems like a good deal. Yeah.
Fair trade. You know, but it's got like a safety, it's got valves inside. It's a pretty simple unit with a motor on it that pumps the air into the big tank, and then the air comes shooting out. And that's what I wanted it for, to shoot out the air. And so anyways, after having it for like 8 months, it stops working. All the air goes in, none of the air comes out. And that's kind of the part you need it for.
Right.
And so I take it back, and the guy's like, "Oh yeah, the safety valve is worn out. Yeah, we'll fix it for you. Give you a new one. Done." So they fix it under warranty. Done. Pick it up. Great. A little bit later, use it for a little while longer, and then kablamo. Exact same thing happens. Like the air just no longer comes out. And I was like, "Oh no!" So I take it back to the big box store that I bought it at, and. And I take it back, and then they send it in to get looked at by the company that makes it. They're like, "Yeah, it's broken." Like, yeah, okay, that's awesome. Can you unbreakify it? And they're like, "Yeah, but it'll be €133." And this is like 2 weeks after I brought it in too. I finally get the thing back, right? And so I was like, "Wow!" I said, "130 thing costs 129. Like, why would I do that? You know." And they're like, "Yeah, it's 133 euros. And I was like, no, I'll go in. So I go in, we were on skiing that week when I got the phone call. So I go back in on the first Monday we're back. I go in, I talk to the guy, lady working there at first. And she's like, "Yeah, I don't know. That's what they say." I'm like, "All right." So then I talk to the guy above her, and he's really combative. Like he's just really angry with me. Mm-hmm. Like, how dare you expect this to get fixed? I was like, "Well, no, I mean, you know, you got to get fixed." He's like, "No, it's broken." I was like, "Yeah, I understand that. Like, it's come on, like, there's a 5-year warranty on it. We're at a year and a half. So, TikTok, right?" Mm-hmm. Just angry at me. We're arguing. I hate it because I have to argue in German, and I don't even know all the words, so that's hard. And so I'm making a big scene, and nobody ever makes a scene in this German stores. It's just you just go with the flow, right?
Yeah, they're all telling their friends and family about this afterwards.
Oh yeah, for sure. But this guy's being really combative, and he's looking at me, and he's like, "It's broken." And I was like, "Look, let me talk to the manager." Well, the manager's gone home and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, "He'll call you back." So he calls back on like Wednesday, or whatever it was, must have been whatever day it was during the week. Calls back, the manager calls, and he's like, "Yeah, it's 130. Talk to the guys at the shop. It's 133 euros. And my wife is like, I don't talk on the phone. I don't know if you know that, but she's arguing with him on the phone. Like, how can you, what do you mean? Why would you do this? And he's like, "Yeah, it happens. And it's broken. Like, what do you expect?" It's like, "Yeah." Like, he's like, "Yeah, it happens. It wears out." I was like, no, you can't do this. So she says, "Oh, we're coming in." So I drive down to the place, like 20 minutes later, I show up and the guy freaks out. He's like, "Oh, I didn't know you're coming so soon." It's like, "Yeah, I want my money back. Or I want something that shoots air out. I'm good with either one." And I even said it in German. Yeah. "Ich will mein Geld zurück oder Luft." Egal.
Okay.
Bei mir ist egal. So I go on and making, having a debate, having fun with it. And he's looking at me and we're just arguing. This goes on for like half an hour. And he's trying to explain to me that like, no, these valves wear out. It's like every 2 years, like a valve, it's like brakes on your car. They last about 2 years and you got to replace them. And I was like, yeah, but this is 2 and 8 months. Like, what are you talking about? 2 years? He's like, well, sometimes less. And I was like, okay, but why would I spend 130 euros every 8 months? And he's like, no, it's 25 euros. I was like, okay, well, what are we talking about here? Like well, no, the rest of it's 130 euros. Like, what are you talking about? He shows me a photo they have taken at the shop of my compressor, and the entire top piece that covers the motor is just smashed, like just cracked and broken.
Okay.
And I was like, this is the whole time he's yelling at me going, why would we fix this? You've clearly smashed it with a sledgehammer. Like, and I'm like, yeah, I didn't do any of that. Like I brought you back a 100% clean compressor. Like it was, but I'm arguing one thing, he's arguing the other, just, and he's just looking at me like I'm an insane lunatic, which I was. But it turns out, and he's like, what do you mean? I'm like, yeah, you guys broke that. And he's like, well, I'll have to ask, because I dropped it off, and there was a lady working there who took it in, like wrote the report and sent it off. He's like, well, I'll have to ask her. I was like, well, you have the report. What does it say on here? Does it say it's broken? No, but I'll ask her. Yeah, she's going to remember one guy who came in 4 weeks ago. That's probably how it's going to go, right? and he's like, well, I don't know. I'll have to ask her. I can't get her on the phone. I was like, okay, but anyways, long story short, they ruined it, and they have agreed to buy me a new one 100%.
Cost. Yay. Yeah. Nice. Happy ending.
So now I'm going to give him a shout out. It was the Bauhaus. The Bauhaus building place, they made everything right. And honestly, I even apologized to him. I said, man, we were just on two different pages. I had no way of knowing that somebody took a hammer to it in the delivery truck. And he had no way of knowing that I'm just trying to sneak something past him. So
you would think, though, if somebody dropped off something completely smashed, they wouldn't just take it in, right? Like, oh, okay, we'll take this in. And yeah, that just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Well, somebody's trying to pull a fast one. It wasn't me. Like, that's the thing, is I was, and like, I even had to say to him, was like, I would never, ever do that. I would never break something like that and then bring it in and go and pretend I didn't, you know? So anyways, I'm glad it worked out, because had they just basically here in Germany, like if the guy tells you, oh no, it's not covered, that's it. It's just not covered. You pay for it and you go on your way. Nobody ever points out the logic to wait a second. And so he was baffled by this. And he's like, yeah, I need time to think. I can't think with you here. And I'll phone you back tomorrow. And that's when he decided to give me the new one. Had he not, which is too bad for the listener, because A, you had to sit through this long story, and B, had they not given me one, they were going to be our new sponsor without even knowing it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And not in a good way. So I had already the first four or five sponsor reads lined up, ready to go. And it would have probably got me thrown in jail, but they did great, and so I'll be able to compress air and hopefully compress stories after.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah,
there you go. Reminder: monthly challenge is shallow depth of field. I hope it is, right?
I think so.
You don't know. Who am I asking?
No, I think so. I feel like that's familiar now. That's familiar. Yeah. It feels familiar.
Okay. Put that on Instagram, hashtag Two Hosers Monthly Challenge, hashtag Hey Hosers. Even better, do both of those and tag us at Two Hosers on the Instagram, and we will check that out at the end of the month. Did you shoot anything interesting this week, Adam?
I didn't actually take my camera, other than to do the photo challenge. I didn't take the camera out, unfortunately, so no, I didn't.
Yeah. At this rate, you're probably spending about $700 a photo on when you
No, but baseball's going to start, man. Yes, I'm excited. And then I'm going to take some photos. I'm going to be outside a lot. I'm going to take some photos. I'm going to take some video with the new camera and test that out. So, no, it's coming.
Some slow-mo stuff of year. Your son's swing?
Maybe. I'm just excited to be outside. And, you know, the time shift here just went forward. So, more evening time. Like, no, it's all happening. But winter, yes. I'm glad hockey's over. Hockey was a challenging year for sure. I had no real interest of shooting regular photos. So I'm very excited that it's going to be outside time and baseball time and doggy sunshine time, all good things. So there will be more photos coming.
Daylight savings time is called DST. So is doggy sunshine time.
Yes. They're the same thing.
You just nailed it.
Doggy sunshine time, yeah.
Yeah. It is sunny on DST.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. There you go. I shot nothing. I've been waiting for some plywood. I'll be honest with you. It's a little frustrating because normally I order the plywood. It takes a couple weeks or a week or so. This one's taking like 4 weeks. And so when you do say it's going to take me forever to do my house, if this plywood supply chain continues, it's going to take me quite some time. So I was hoping 2 weeks ago it was going to be here and I was going to get it all done before I went skiing, but now it's not even here yet. But that'll be the next episode. I'll be shooting a bunch of that as soon as it shows up, hopefully tonight, and I can get working tomorrow morning. That's my plan. And then I'll shoot some more interesting things.
Okay. All right.
Challenge for this week is blue and orange. I'll be honest, I fully planned on a nice evening mix with blue light and some orange, and then we got hit with like a little bit of a quarantine scenario with the COVID contacts and what have you, so I couldn't really get out and do that. So I'll go with mine first.
Okay.
I shot this instead. This is the blue and orange I went with.
Okay. Go. Canadians ball. So this is where is this?
That is Nat Bailey Stadium.
Okay. But this is a new photo that you've superimposed on an old photo?
That is correct.
Yeah. Cuz I was like, seems like you're slightly cut out just in that there's no shadow or anything from you behind on the background, considering you've got an orange gel or something light that would cast a shadow on the background.
Yeah, except that's hard to do in Photoshop. In the 4 minutes I had directly before recording this episode.
No, that's true. No, I do like the background and the photo. I guess you travel with that Canadians. Looks like Molson Canadian. That's the coloring and the letters. Yeah. But so this is a Vancouver Canadiens jacket that you own?
This is what we call a 2-for-1, Adam. Two stories in one episode.
Oh, goodness. I can't wait. All right.
I got this in the mail. I got a message from a buddy of mine back home. He actually lives in Victoria now. Shout out to John. He said, "Hey man, I need your mailing address in Germany. I found something you might like." And I like so many different things that I was like, I don't even know what I'm going to get here. And sure enough, when I got back from skiing, there's a package waiting for me. I open it and it's this authentic, game-worn Vancouver Canadiens jacket from, it has to be the early 90s. So it's an authentic one when they were the AAA Vancouver Canadiens.
Okay.
And he'd written me a note basically saying that we used to go way back in the day, you could go to Safeway, the food store, and you could buy Vancouver Canadiens bleacher tickets for $1. And they're about $8 at the field, but you could buy them at Safeway for $1. And we used to go, Wednesday night in the summer, like just any random night, a bunch of us would go down there and do that. And they would have a jacket draw. So you could buy a Canadian's jacket for like $65 or something like that. Or they would have a draw every game where they would sell 65 tickets for $1 and the winner got the jacket, right?
Okay.
And so a couple months prior to us going that night, I, as a young guy, I was probably like, God, no, it must have been the 80s, because I was probably like 15. And I won the jacket.
Oh
my God. Not this jacket. I won a Vancouver Canadiens jacket.
Did it look like this?
That. It was a little bit different. It was the game worn ones where this was the one, I'm not sure you could even buy these at the time. These were special ones. But I got the other one. Loved it. It's almost the same jacket, different logo. Loved it. Ended up wearing it to, I used to umpire baseball, which, by the way, never do that. It's the worst thing in the world. But when I was a kid, that was my part-time job. I'd umpire baseball. I remember being at Brighouse Park in Richmond. You know it.
Mm-hmm.
Umping the game in the springtime. It starts to get warm out. I take my jacket off and I hang it up in the first base dugout. And then continue to umpire. And then umpire a second game after that. There's four games in a day. I umpire the first two games of the day. And then I go home on a Saturday and I forget my jacket.
Oh,
I leave it at the park. And I'm devastated. I just won this thing. I loved it. And realized Sunday morning I'm getting up to go to the park. And I'm like, oh no, like I don't have my jacket. Race down to the park. Look all over. No jacket. Oh, there's the jacket. It's still there. Somebody had torn it into about 1,000 pieces. So that always killed me because I
looks
was
like your compressor.
Yeah, exactly. The delivery guy got it. Nice tie-in, Adam.
Yeah.
So that always bugged me because it was one thing. If someone saw, hey, man, that's a great jacket. I'm taking it. I could understand that. But these guys did not want the jacket. I mean, I say guys. It could be elderly Japanese women. I don't know.
Yeah.
But these guys deemed, they're like, oh man, I do not want this jacket, but no one else is having it either. There you go. Mm-hmm, and they just tore it up and that was that. And I was devastated. And, sure enough, like a week later, or 2 weeks later, evidently me and my buddies went to the Vancouver Canadiens game and my buddy John won this jacket. Now it never bothered me. I never connected the two, but he wrote in the note, he's like 30 plus years later. He's like, yeah, 35 years later, I don't know why I didn't give you that jacket that day. I should have given it to you for what you went through. That was your jacket, not mine. And when I stopped crying, I was like, wow. And so this is actually worn by a guy.
Really, what happened was he found it in a box, like as he was cleaning out his attic or whatever. And was like, okay, yeah. All this stuff is getting thrown out. Oh, I guess I'll send this to Germany and to Al, and I'll write a sappy note to go with it.
Yeah. I won't mention the time I accidentally had diarrhea in his jacket, but we'll leave that part out because he won't like it. Yeah, no, so I didn't know this at the time, but it was worn by a number 28, a guy named Wilson Alvarez, who didn't have a huge major league career, but he did throw a no-hitter in his second career start.
Nice. And I remember the name vaguely, yeah.
Yeah, same here, for the White Sox, I believe. And so anyways, I wanted to take a photo to sort of say thank you, and I was like, oh, I'll tie these together. So I was like, to my friend John, I will take a really awkward-looking, crappy photo, and that's what this is.
Nice.
I don't know. It's not nice, is it?
It's fine.
No. I even took it against a blue wall, hoping that the shadow, I could easily kind of transpose the shadow onto this wall. But then I was like, no, that's going to take effort, and I'm going to go full Adam on this one and just phone it in.
Sure, sure. The shoes. So, no, what's up with the shoes?
I was going. Here's what I was doing. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go for the GM of the minor league team, and he's just out there for a photo shoot. Instead, gotcha. We got guy who's not allowed within 500 meters of a playground. Like this guy you're looking at here, this guy is on at least two lists.
Yeah, he's on a milk carton.
No, he's collecting the milk cartons. He has a shrine of milk cartons in his basement.
Yeah.
That he doesn't let his mom see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I like those shoes though. In this context, they're not right for this. I actually love those shoes. So,
those are good. All right.
Those are good shoes. Yeah, this is just misphotographed, these shoes.
Okay. So,
There's that. Anyway, blue and orange, though.
Yeah.
And I will wear this Canadian's jacket to the park now and then just to fly the flag because it is pretty cool.
Sure.
And lastly, I also, after last week's debacle, I was like, I better wear something baggy lest I offend Adam's sensibilities. I better get an XL and just let it bulk out.
Yeah. That's actually, see, you think it's an XL. That fits properly.
It's an extra medium. Yeah. Yeah, it fits properly. Of course it does. Right. I'll go find a dryer and throw it in.
Yeah.
So there you go. Vancouver. And that is the wall at Nat Bailey currently. I took some photos there a few years ago and just photoshopped the people out of them and put myself in there instead.
Nice.
All right. Next up. Oh, hey, look at this. Finally.
Now I'm just doing it sort of tongue in cheek here because you
tongue in my cheek, evidently.
You gave me a hard time last time. And so I'm like, orange and blue. Yep. Sunny's got a rain jacket that's blue. Sunny's orange.
Sunny has a rain jacket. First of all, Sunny should not have a rain jacket.
Sunny needs a rain jacket. She's very fluffy. And so rain.
Her name is
and
Sunny.
Rain, yeah, but if you take her in the rain, which it happens to do a lot here, she is a very, very wet dog, and that fur does not dry quickly. So the rain jacket is definitely a must for this type of dog in Vancouver. Yeah. So, again, you can go without it. I'm just saying, it's wet dog is not the best smell. Yeah.
Are you worried? Are you worried that while you're podcasting, a bunch of kids are on your lawn?
They might be. I keep a broomstick near the window just so I can bang it.
Do you wish stuff still costs a nickel?
I do. A list of things. How you know you're an old man. No, but seriously, the rain jacket
is
awesome.
Remember when racism was cool? Remember that?
No, it was never cool. I'm not on your old man side. I'm a hip old man.
Yeah, you were woke back then.
I still play frisbee golf.
Well, after the hip surgery.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, no, but I wanted to say, like, this is more a situation of there's nobody else around and I need to take a photo. And so, and I did think it was funny that you said orange and blue, and I'm like, perfect. She's orange. I've got a blue jacket. And, but no, the first photo, the one that is my challenge photo, it is very similar to yours, is that you take blue light. And so this is early in the morning. We're out for a little walk. And so early in the morning, you get that blue light, but the sun is just kind of peeking through a couple of buildings. So you get the slash of the, you know, the nice orange morning light. And then I just basically snuck her into a spot where it just hit her face. So you got the background all kind of being the blue light. You can see a little bit of the orange light sort of deep in the background as it's kind of breaking through a building or between trees or whatever in the back. And then you got that little slash of orange light, which hits her face, and her being kind of a brownie orange color, just kind of, I like the contrast. So as far as, yes, it is sort of a silly tongue in cheek. I'm going to keep just trying to shoehorn Sunny photos into the challenge, but that one photo I like, and then I kind of showed you a few other photo options that I tried, because we did this inside on a black sheet with the overhead with the overhead lighting being more orange, and then you sort of see that one again. Just hey, cute dog in a rain jacket, you can't go wrong. And then one. And then one where she's standing out kind of in the driveway, where you get a little bit of bounce of the orange off of a building, again, same time of day as the other one, the first photo where she's in the slash light, but it's all blue light. And so very different looking photo, the one in the blue light versus the first one where she's highlighted by the orange light, right?
Yeah. Yeah. All good photos. No question. I do you own a rain jacket for yourself?
Yes, I do. I do own a rain jacket. Yeah, I have a rain. I don't wear it that much, though. Sunny wears hers more.
That's what I'm wondering. Yeah.
She only has one jacket, though. She's a one jacket dog. No sweaters or anything.
Yeah, no.
Maybe next year.
How many pairs of shoes?
She doesn't have shoes. That would be nice, though. Yeah.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see next year when you turn 100. We'll get her some shoes.
Yeah. I love, in all honesty, something about dogs in jackets. It's just funny. Like, it's just
If I dig into the side cushions of your recliner, will I find mints? Will I find like Werther, like loose Werther's mints?
No.
Scotch candy? Will I find that in there?
No. No, you won't.
Okay. If I turn your TV on and it goes to the, like, it just turns on the last channel.
Price is Right.
Yeah. Will it be People's Court Marathon?
No, that would be awesome.
Is that what would be going on there?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Do you have a reverse mortgage? No. Not yet. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All legit questions.
Things that I should be really looking out for in the near future. Okay. I'll remember that. Come on. Dogs in jackets are awesome.
They are. They are awesome. I just keep thinking of these old man jokes. And so
I wanted to, you know what, when you first issued the challenge, like Jackson to the Edmonton Oilers, blue and orange. And I was thinking, Oh, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to shoot Sonny in one of Jack's Oilers jerseys. That's what I really wanted to do, but the jersey's too big and she would just wiggle out of it. And so I had to go rain jacket, but no, it was going to be the blue and orange. And you know what? We even have a name for her in her Oilers jersey. You want to know, do you want to hear the name? Yeah, no, it's good.
Hang on. Sonny Semenko.
No, McWoodle. It's McWoodle.
Okay. Cause McDavid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I was going old school.
No, she's very new school.
Sonny Pocklington.
No.
These are all legit, though.
No, she's definitely McWoodle.
Okay. Grant Fuhr.
No.
Okay.
All right.
Who's the other guy? Grant Fuhr and Andy Moog.
Andy Moog, he was a legend.
Well, they imagine platooning. Imagine that being your 1-2, Grant Fuhr and Andy.
Yeah, Grant Fuhr is all timer, but Andy Moog was pretty good. Like, to be at the same time, that was a pretty good duo. Yeah.
That was like our buddy who was like, remember he was not Andy Moog, but he was a good goalie. But he was coming up through New Jersey at the time when Martin Brodeur was at his peak. So it's like, well, yeah, even if I make it to the NHL, which he did briefly, you're not getting a sniff. So,
yeah,
sad times.
Yeah, too bad.
Anyways, thanks for playing.
Yeah.
Okay. Now he makes dog jackets in a factory, which has worked out badly for him.
Yeah. So
there's that. All right. You know, it's funny. I actually just bought a brand new blue and orange jacket last week. I should have taken a photo of myself in that and made my life easy. Instead, I worked really hard for a crappy photo. So
good job. Hey, yeah.
Joke's on me. Yeah. But thanks again, John, though, for the new jacket. All right. Topic this week. It's the last week of winter, Adam. Next week is spring. So are you going to do spring cleaning on your camera stuff? No.
No. Well, what should I do?
Oh, you should.
What should I do that I won't do?
I have a list of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 different things that I thought of that I won't do either, but I should do. I will do some of them. I will do most of them.
Okay, let's hear
them. I will do 11 of these 12.
Okay.
All right. Here's take this opportunity. You probably have stuff everywhere. First of all, go through, get all your cameras and synchronize. That's a free, first of all, change the time and date today because it's daylight savings.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. You're
going to do that anyway, aren't you?
I'll do that.
Probably not. Yeah.
No, I'll probably do that. So
go through with your cameras and reset them all. Set all the times and dates and make sure they're synchronized as best you can. That's my suggestion for you. And what do you basically, you have three cameras now?
Yeah.
Okay. Three that you use.
Three that I use, yeah.
Definitely go through and set all those dates. Here's one you won't do, but you should, and I will do.
Okay.
Clean the sensors.
Okay, I have done it, but I don't need to do it on the new camera quite yet, but I have cleaned the 6D. I don't know, can you do the Fuji? Like, is that a thing?
Yeah, only once, though, and then you have to get your camera fixed.
Yeah, so I don't really have, I'm not due for any cleaning. I do the air blower thing.
That's what I do. I don't do it as often as I like because my son found the air blower and thought it's like a Nerf gun or something, and he loves it. And so I'm not even sure if it works anymore because he has a habit of just breaking things. Definitely. I have not cleaned the sensors in some time, so I'm going to definitely, especially on my go-to, my Mark III, I'm going to clean that out because, shoot a lot of video. It's going to get dirty. So there you go. Clean your lenses, Adam.
Mm-hmm. I'm due for that. That's for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Front and back. I try to keep the backs very, very clean, like isolated anyways. Like I never leave them exposed. So in the 11 years that we've done this podcast, I think I've cleaned the back of my lenses like maybe once for each lens.
Yeah, maybe. Me too. I tend to keep them very well concealed, but yeah, I clean them very seldomly.
Yeah, when I smoke in my camera room, I open the windows, so it's totally
mm-hmm,
fine.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But I would definitely have a look and definitely clean the front. Like, how often have you, when's the last time you took some nice, like, lens cleaner spray and gave it a real good cleaning? Like, not just the breathe maybe on wipe.
I might do that once a year. Like, if I have a paid job, then I'll often do it right before that for the lenses I'm going to use it and never any other time. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's something I'm gonna go and have a look at the ones I use. Number four, empty out your bag. I'll bet you. I mean, you just got a new bag, so
yeah. So I've done that. Yeah.
But when you did take your old bag and emptied it out, you'd be like, "Wow, I didn't know where that was. I didn't even know I had that." Or you must have things that just kick around.
Yeah. Yep. For sure.
For example, what do you find in there?
Sometimes like batteries, gels, maybe that I've misplaced. Sometimes like I have those little black foamy things that I've, created to go on flashes that get stuffed down into the crevices of the bag, the spaces that you didn't realize that existed. So yeah, I found a bunch of little knickknacks. I found a little gray card, little pop-up gray card that I didn't know where that was. So yeah, just odds and ends.
Some Werther's mints.
No mints.
Okay. So empty out your bag and repack, obviously. Here's one that I actually just did last week, and I'm glad I did. Gather up all your memory cards and make sure you have all the photos on them, like copied somewhere, and then clear them all. Clear your memory cards. How many times have you done that? Have you gone to like switch a card and grab it, and you're like, oh, man, I got a bunch of pictures on this one. I wish I didn't. I'm going to have to, either I don't have enough room or I'm going to have to sort through these later. I don't want to sort through them. Has it happened to you, Adam?
I'm sure it has. I'm pretty good about every time I put the card in my camera that I format it. So.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's just part of the workflow is that as I take it out of the computer and I replace it back into the camera, I just format the cards. And now as it is, I only really use two cards. I mean, I'm shooting 95% of the photos that I do take with the new camera and I just have two cards for that camera. So yeah, it's relatively easy. When I do shoot with the other cameras, it just goes back into that same camera. Same thing though, just format. As soon as I dump the photos on the computer, back into the camera and then format. And so it's always kind of got fresh restart. And I know I've put the photos somewhere on a drive or a cloud drive somewhere.
Uh-huh. So that's what I try to do I'll try to make sure I have two copies elsewhere before I do that. And then I don't always get to that right away. And then if you don't, I forget sometimes and don't format. And then you start taking a couple photos and you're like, oh, I can't format now because I have to format all these, So it gets away on me sometimes. So I'm going to be more vigilant like Adam.
Yes.
Next on the list, find all your batteries. You must have batteries for different things kicking around everywhere.
Yeah, I did go through, I think it was maybe last summer, and I got rid of all of the, because I use mostly rechargeables. Is that what you do too?
Yep.
So I kind of went through and, sometimes you get to the point with rechargeables where you stick them in the recharger and then they blink or whatever, saying that like, yeah, these don't work anymore. And, and so then I did take a bunch of batteries down to the recycling place. And so I did actually, when I went to Costco the last time, they had the, the Duracell green ones that I like, and they had like a package of them. I haven't seen them there for like probably 3 years. So I've been ordering them on Amazon, and I had bought recently a couple of packs of the AA's, but yeah, I bought a few more and a couple more chargers. So I've kind of redone my batteries. I kind of gone through and got rid of the old ones. So I have a pretty fresh supply.
Nice. And there's no better feeling too, like when you go and gather up all your old batteries, because you got some kicking around for different devices, for example. Like I use them for different things, not just flashes, but other things as well, recorders. And when you go and collect them all and give them in a big pile and then spend the day, well, you don't spend the day doing it, but it takes a day. You can do other things while they charge. And for some reason, I'm definitely a psychopath. I get a great feeling when every single one of my batteries is charged.
Okay.
Okay. Bit of a, yeah, I can't think of his name right now. Good. American Psycho.
Yeah, I can't, the actor's name?
No,
or Patrick, the character?
Bateman. Patrick Bateman.
Yes.
Sorry.
Is it Patrick?
Yeah, it's Patrick Bateman. No, it's Jason Bateman from Hogan Family. That's who it is.
The Hogan Family.
Yeah. So there's Teen Wolf. So I love, basically, find all your batteries, charge all your batteries. What about adapters and cables and plugs and stuff like that? Do you keep those all in one spot, or do they find themselves scattered around the house?
I have a special little drawer. I have a drawer for the cables. Yeah. I've done all this. We did our whole house where I had to basically organize everything. So I had a massive organizing spree last summer when we moved back in. So everything kind of has its spot now, which I'm a fan of.
Okay. That's key. I mean, I've been wanting to rebuild my office for quite some time and hey, spoiler alert, part of the plywood order that's coming will be assigned to building a cabinet for my office, which will have a charging station and a special drawer for all those cables. Because, you know, I still have old things that use the old, you know, USB, mini USB, and then there's this USB, the B version of it, which I have a bunch of stuff, and now there's the C version. And so, like, you have so many different cables, and you still need them all, so I'll have that all squared away. But, next up, three more left to go here.
Okay.
Sort your catalog out. Make sure you go through and delete any pictures you don't need, stuff that you like, you know, you go through and you star the ones you don't and delete the ones that you don't want to keep, right?
Yep.
Okay. Sometimes it gets away on you. So you got to kind of go back and double check or maybe here's what I do sometimes is I'll go through, I'll try to mark down all the ones that, you know, my selects and then delete the rest. But then I'll get sidetracked with something else and I don't have time to basically go back and quote unquote develop each of them in, you know, like maybe just, it might all be the same, might just be the little contrast shift or something like that, but they'll be untouched and then I'll forget and like go, you know, 4 or 5 months will go by and I'll have a whole bunch that I haven't got to yet. So go back, do that, make sure you have all your selected that you wanted, all the ones edited that you needed, and get up to date.
Okay.
And then once you're done that, the last step for there is to back up your library. I always have like when I use Lightroom, I have like it has like the little library file right on your hard drive. I also back that up somewhere else.
Yeah.
At least I think I do. I used to.
Yeah, I do. I have it the library in two places, but yeah. I don't know. I've never had an issue, but I guess that's why I'm doing it. I'm hoping I never have to find out what happens. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So back that up and also back up all your RAW files or your JPEGs or whatever it is that you keep, your originals, whatever version you keep, back those up to an external drive, both on and off-site. I like to, every so often, I update the hard drive, the physical hard drive I have at a separate location, just in case, you know, flood, something like that happens and you lose it, you have a copy somewhere. But you have it on the cloud, or what do you do?
Yeah, we have a cloud drive that I back stuff up to sometimes. I'm not, like, none of the stuff that I'm shooting generally day to day, I'm not super concerned about, but if there is photos that I'm like, okay, I need to make sure that I have these, then I'll back them up to a separate folder or drive.
All right. And then the last step of spring cleaning is go out and take a few thousand photos of your dog.
Mm-hmm. Everyone should do that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll do the first 11. Maybe I'll snap a photo of the cat. I'll sneak one in on you.
Yeah, the cat. We haven't seen the cat. The cat needs a jacket. Is that a thing? Cats and jackets?
No, hats. You know, a cat in a hat.
That's right. All
right. Right. Yeah. So okay. You made a whole book about it.
Okay.
A lot of it rhymes.
That's yeah. My favorite.
I actually missed that. I'm going to read that book to my kids tonight. They haven't had it in a long time, obviously, but they used to love that book, which I didn't love that one as much as Green Eggs and Ham. I love that one way better. But we have the Cat in the Hat. We have it in both English and French. So I used to read them the French one and they'd get so mad at me. And so that's what we're doing tonight. We're reading the French Cat in the Hat.
Great. Fun times at the Outreach House.
Yeah. Yeah. Le Chat et Chapeau. Something like that. I'm not even sure. We'll find out what that one is. So there you go. All right. And that is your spring cleaning. That's what you got. Anything I missed, Adam?
No, I think you got it all covered.
All right. Maybe get some prints made, something like that. That's for autumn. Yeah. Do that in the fall. Other equinox. So, all right. Monthly challenge for this month is shallow depth of field. Throw that on Instagram, hashtag two hosers monthly challenge, hashtag hey hosers. Even better, do both of those and tag us at two hosers. And we'll talk about that at the end of the month. Challenge for next week, Adam. This one is designed for me. Okay.
Okay.
This is right in my wheelhouse. I'm calling this one till Tuesday. And that means you have until Tuesday to shoot it. I don't care what it is. You Between will be done by Tuesday. Midnight on Tuesday.
Okay. All right.
Also, till Tuesday, great band from the 80s.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, you know it. Voices Carry. You know that song.
Sing it.
No. It's a girl named Amy Mann. And then I think she's married to Sean Penn's brother.
So, oh, from Best of the Best.
No. The other brother. He's more than one brother.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, okay. One of his brothers, he died a few years ago. So,
not the Best of the Best Footless. Guy.
Sean Penn. I don't know Best of the Best. Was he in that one?
I can't remember what the other, what name some other Penn brothers.
Christopher Penn.
I think that's who it was, Best of the Best.
Okay. This is the karate one.
Yeah.
Didn't we make fun of that one at some point?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Eric Roberts is in it.
Yeah.
Okay. Chris Penn. There you go.
Yeah,
Chris Penn
was there in we it. Go. Yeah.
Yeah. I know him from, he's Wilbur from Footloose.
Okay.
Wilbur? I think it's Wilbur. Anyways.
Great. All right,
Reservoir Dogs. You get the idea. That's yeah. Not him. That's not who we're talking about. Okay. Anyways, till Tuesday. That's the challenge for next week, Adam. Okay. Websites. You're posting the rain jackets of the dog. That's what you're doing on Instagram.
I should. I've been a little bit slack on Instagram, both for Adam Two Hosers and for Sunny the Woodle. Sarah posted a funny little video. I don't know if you saw it on Sunny the Woodle where she was kind of rolling around and Sarah had a funny post. I liked it. It was something about like tomorrow, like thinking about tomorrow is Monday, and it's very fitting what Sunny's doing. She's very restless and she's on her beanbag just kind of rolling back and forth and just like, oh no, tomorrow's Monday.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Your dog's memeing.
Yeah. My dog is memeing. So that was cute. Yeah.
All right. So yeah, check Adam out. Follow me. Oh, I did put up a new video on Holzfäller Woodworking too. A short one, very short one featuring my daughter. So check that out, with a little arts and crafts thing we did with some of the doors that I built, some cabinet doors.
Okay.
Check that out at holzfällerwoodworking.com. You can follow me on Instagram at Holzfäller Woodworking. Go to my stuff at alanatridge.com or the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Here to remind you, eat your cereal with a fork, Adam. Do your homework in the dark. Talk hard.